Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a rebroadcast of a future or past show, or I should say program, by Bishop John Crenshaw. So When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, he's senior pastor, along with his wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And as you all know, Luke 18, 1 and 18, and 1 through 8, says men ought to always pray. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you the rebroadcast tonight on the network, When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw, and we'll play the song again as well and go right into the programming tonight. We won't be with you long. I should be about a half hour of some wonderful wisdom and the Word of God and prayer from Bishop John Crenshaw, senior pastor of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. God bless you. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Bless you.
Love Talk Radio.
People who are
Ladies and gentlemen, bless the name of the Lord when men pray with Bishop John Crenshaw tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, for those joining us live and those joining us via the internet and your mobile devices. We just got to give God some praise as we get started and bring up Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, some real quick announcements before we bring on Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. The number to call in and listen to the awesome message tonight, 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559. We'd like for you to put that out on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Just send that out so you can hear what the man of God has to say tonight when men pray with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. I will give you more information, too, about Bishop ministry and also the church and also his wonderful prayer journal, ladies and gentlemen. We'll give you more information after Bishop talks tonight to us about prayer. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead. Bishop's pretty busy, so we don't want to keep him too long. And we know you're busy out there as well, but you guys put your hands together as we open up the mic for Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you.
Lord, praise the Lord. One out in radio land tonight. We're grateful for the Lord to be in the presence of the Lord. We're grateful for all the Lord is doing in the lives of each and every one. As we talk about the prayer that men should pray, and is on our prayer journal, it's very important that we as men pray some of the scriptures that I have. And then I'm going to talk about tonight praying for our city. Praying for our city, your city, praying for wherever you may live, but whatever city you're in now. We're praying for your city. Why? You may ask the question, why pray? Because there's so much going on in the world today, so much evil is taking place, and the enemy is out to destroy. The Bible said that men in Luke 18:1, that men should always to pray and not to faint. Men ought to always to pray and not to pray. Praying for our city. Praying for the city that you live in, that God will move and God will protect his people everywhere. It is very important that we pray the word, praying God to be able to target specific things. When we pray the word. Number one, we pray the word. So the enemy is not afraid of us, but he is afraid of the word. And he have to respect the word of God. So here, as we teaching them about prayer, we don't want us to take the word of God as we read it, as we pray for our cities where we live, because there's so much going on in every city that we must pray for the protection of the Lord. In the study, another thing that we must study the city to know what is taking place in the city so that you know how to pray and what to pray for. Nevertheless, never try to take on a prayer just by yourself to praying for your city. You need to incorporate other believers. Get other people to join in with you and agree with you as you pray for your city, And you pray the word. And Isaiah, this is one of some of the scriptures that is in my journal, Isaiah 1:26. After the word, you will be called the city of righteousness, a faithful city. How would you like for your city to be called a righteous city? Because you begin to pray and you begin to intercede and get others to join in with you to pray, to see God do some miraculous things and turn some situations around that seem impossible. We journey together. The Bible let us know that one could put 1,000, but two could put 10,000 to flight. And as we pray the word of God, and we pray and believe in that God will do exactly what we pray for, and as we pray for our city, we would love for the city that we live in to be called a city of righteousness. change the name of the city from the city of corrupt to the city of righteousness. You may not see the sign or the a billboard says the city of corrupt, but as you look on the news, you turn on your television or on your phone up. As you look at it, you always will find out something tragic has taken place in your city, something gone wrong in your city, something happened in your city. But as you pray, as you join together with others and continue to pray and believe in God, that God will turn some things around, and prayer is able to do what nothing or nobody else can do. Money may not be able to fix some of the problem, but prayer is able to do what needs to be done in the spiritual realm. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. So as we pray, prayer will go where we are not able to go in the natural realm all the time, where we may not be able to travel from one city to all the cities around the country, but you can be in your own city and pray for other cities from all different states, and God will move just because you believe the word of God and you pray the word of God, and things will begin to change. And this is important, and so important as men. It's nothing like being able to get a man to praise God, to pray. Prayer is a sign of humbleness. Prayer is a sign that one will humble themselves. Second Chronicles 7:14, it said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their, I'm forgive their sins and heal their lands. But if my people, in other words, they must have a humble spirit to seek the face of God and turn to God in prayer, believing that God will do exactly what he said. That's why 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Praise God, heal it. And it went on to say, and mine eyes shall be open, and my ears shall be attentive unto the prayers that is made in this place. How many know in your city, would you love to see signs on billboards, praise God, that this is a city of prayer. This is a city of called righteousness, and they would start putting up billboards because things is changing, things has happened because men and women and people of God come together, begin to pray to see a transformation take place. So they start putting up billboards and signs and saying, this is happening in our city. All the crime, praise God, has to 0% after people begin to pray. Praise God. Most of the time we find and we see that when a tragedy happened in our country, they call for alert for prayer. But as soon as 2 days afterward, you can't pray in public place. So that let us know right there that prayer works. Everybody try to join everybody together to pray when a tragedy happens. But how about us as believers, as we begin to pray when there is no tragedy that's taking place, where there's no emergency is taking place, as we begin to pray and seek to God and seek his faith and begin to speak the word of God and decree and declare things, and it shall be established. So it's so important as we continue to pray, as many, many people all over the country, all over the world that is praying. There are men already praying. There are women that are already praying. But how many know it can never be too many people praying the word of God? There can never be too many people praying, praise God, even in our cities, in our churches, in our homes, praise God. We as men must take our responsibility that we will cover our families, our children. Even if you're single, if you're a single man, God has required of us that we should pray.
Praise God. All of us, we owe God. We owe him that much time that we will pray. 2 hours and 40 minutes a day. If we would give him a percentage of the time that we owe to God in our prayer, in our prayer time. So it's so important as we pray. And I encourage men as never before, as we seek the face of God, as we cry out to the Lord, that God, and we targeting things in our city, we targeting, praise God, that God will, praise God, all the crime will drop. We are targeting in our city that our families will be blessed. Our families will come to be unified. We're praying for our cities that jobs will be released to your people. We're praying for our cities for so many things to take place. We are unified to come as a one. As be unified, praise God. Praise God, as a chain, that more than one link is stronger. Praise God, the more links it has. Praise God, as they bind together, it's able to pull more, strengthen, it has more power. And so as we pray the word of God, I encourage you tonight, as you already doing, I encourage you tonight as you start to doing, if you have not already started to doing, if you have not already started praying, to take a time to God, speak in the face of God, and that we will see God do some great and marvelous things in the season that we live in. And I know you out there tonight knowing and knowing for yourself within your mind that there's not a better time that we as people of God, that we will start seeking the face of God. Not for materialist things so much, but a spiritual relationship with him. And as we read the word to God, the most scriptures here out of my journal tonight, 12 weeks of prayer, it would change the lives of individuals. It would change a community. It would change families. It would change a lot of things in our lives that we need to happen if we begin to pray and seek the Lord even more. And Ezekiel said it like this, Ezekiel 48:35, and the name of the city from this time on will be called the Lord is here. The Lord is here. The Lord from this time on, from the time we start praying and seeking the face of God, we're believing, praise God, that they will change the city name, praise God. Now, not may necessarily be on the map change from what city you live in, from Baltimore, the state you live in, or Maryland, or New York, or Chicago, or Florida, or Georgia, or wherever you may live, it may not necessarily on the billboard, but the city itself can be changed by the atmosphere of God's presence in that place. And this is why it would be wonderful, it would be more magnificent if we had leaders in the government system as well as in our homes and our churches and our communities on our job, and we have people that will be seeking the face of God when not necessarily all the time you got to walk around speaking out loud, crying out loud, but if you pray, have a praying spirit, have a prayer in your heart that you begin to speak and meditate on the Lord, and that's so important. And there's from the name, from this time on, the city will be called the Lord is there. Woo! Wouldn't it be wonderful if it say from all of a sudden they recognize it, where you went, the Lord's presence is here. Not only when I gather to go to church on Sunday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, or Thursday night, or revival night, or whatever night we come together, but everywhere we went, if we went in the grocery store, the Lord is here. If we went on our job, the Lord is here. If we drove down the street, the Lord is here. All of a sudden, you see people on the side of the street having signs, the Lord is here. Praise God. With the matter of fact, when the Lord is here, it would be all of this homeless people being around. It wouldn't be no more all of this crime being taking place. When the Lord's presence comes, things automatically change. And so it's so important as we, as believers, and those that may not understand the importance of prayer, may not understand the power prayer. Praise God. Prayer is so powerful. It's like a foundation to a building. Praise God. A building without a foundation cannot stand. Praise God. And a believer of our lives, we must have a prayer life, a time that we spend with God, a time that we talk to Him, a time that we get alone. Praise God. And give Him thanks, matter of fact, give Him thanks for all the things that He has not done, give Him thanks for the things that He already has done, give Him thanks for the things that He's going to do. Praise God, and the city shall be called the Lord is here. Isaiah 62:12, they will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called and sought out, a city not forsaken. And how many would be glad to realize or understand that our city would not be forsaken because the Lord's presence is there. The Lord is working on our behalf, that there's no people will be hungry in our city. There will no people be without in our city. There will no people would not have, don't have jobs in our city. There will be no people that don't have homes in our city. There would be no people that my wife and husband not getting along in our city. There will be to the point that everybody knows that God is working on their behalf, so that God would turn situation around when it seemed like it was impossible, when it seemed like there was no way out. The Lord presence is here, and it's so important as we continue to seek the face of God, as we ask other individuals to join in with us and know that we need each other. We cannot do it alone. We cannot do it by ourselves, but we need each and every individual to join in and say, I will be the one that will seek the face of God and will stand in the gap for somebody else that's less fortunate than I am, that may not know the Lord as I know Him, that God will reveal and give them a revelation of who He is, that let them know that it's the Lord that woke them up this morning. It was the Lord that blessed them this morning. It was the Lord that allowed them to have what they have this evening or today. It is the Lord. The Lord is here. Praise God. It is so important that as we as people of God, as we as believers, hold fast to the promise. And then the Bible said, lift up his head, O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty in valor. The Lord strong. He's a mighty in valor. The Lord is. In other words, we're giving him praise. We're giving him glory. We're giving him honor because he deserves all the praise and all the glory, and he's looking for someone that would take the time to give him thanks for all that he's done. Give him thanks. But somebody may say, well, I don't know how to pray that way. Pray the word. Get in your Bible. Get the word of God. Get to read your Bible. Believe the word of God and begin to speak the word and don't speak doubt. Romans 8, and we know that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, the ones that are called according to his purpose. Know this, that we are praying for our city. We're praying that God would do miraculous things this year, 2019, that people will rise up, even in our churches. People will rise up, even in our community. People will rise up and begin to seek the face of God and begin to cry out, say, Lord, we want you in our city. We want you in our community. We want you in our home. We want you on our job. We want you in everything we particular to do. We want to ask you, God, is this your perfect will for our lives? We don't want to do anything that will cause you to not to be in our lives, in our city. Praise God. And we're grateful tonight as we pray. If there's anyone, praise God, that wants special prayer, praise God, I encourage you tonight. I speak a word into your life that God loves you so much that he allows you to be on this this call tonight to seek the face of God along with us, along with others. Praise God that we join in and that we believe in God for all the impossible. We know that there's somebody in our city need our prayer. There's somebody in our family need our prayer. There's somebody on our job need our prayer. There's somebody in our community need our prayer. They are dependent on us to seek the face of God because they may not understand the importance of prayer as we do. But as we don't count them out, we pray for them that God will enlighten them and give them understanding of his will and his word and before their lives. And so tonight, we give God the glory. Praise God. I'll encourage you tonight, praise God. As I'm praying from reading the scripture from my journal tonight, praise God, 12 weeks of me and friends. 12 weeks, and it's targeting certain things that we're praying for. And as we go along, as we continue to pray, 12 weeks is not long enough. Praise God. As we pick up and turn our television on each night, there are tragedies taking place in our city, praise God, that should not be taking place. Praise God. There are things happening in our families that should not be taking place. But if we pray, that 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would keep from ever forgive their sins and heal their land. Our land, we need healing. Praise God. Our land needs glory. We need the honor. We appreciate you, Lord, for your word because you watch us over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And we give you glory. God, we won't receive any glory, but it all go to you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray tonight. If there's anybody on the line that wants special prayer, praise God, you have the opportunity. As Ella Kevin, praise God, come back on the radio and take from this part.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. When Men Pray, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wonderful, wonderful programming we have tonight from Bishop. And Bishop, thank you so much. And Bishop, we just want to ask prayer for families tonight. Just want to pray for families tonight, Bishop. Bless you.
Father, we thank you tonight. We speak special prayer for all families. We thank you tonight that you're healing families, you're healing marriages, you're healing children, you heal the mothers and fathers. You thank you tonight. You're reunifying, you're refreshing their communication lines with each other. We thank you, God. You're placing love in there where there may be a bitterness of hatred. God, we're restoring it with love and kindness, God, and we thank you tonight. And we give you praise. And God, we thank you for the results that's already taken place. And we cast down every imagination and every high thing that thought itself against the knowledge of God and put into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And we call it so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Ella Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on When Men Pray. What a powerful, powerful program. We want to give the man of God a round of applause in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop mentioned the journal, his journal, When Men Pray. 12 weeks of targeted prayer by Bishop John Crenshaw for only $12. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233 for ordering. We'll make sure Bishop gets your order in there to you, and we'll make sure you get that journal as well. Once again, that's the 12-week targeted prayer journal from Bishop. And ladies and gentlemen, you can use this journal, of course, with Bishop or with your own ministry, of course, and leaders at workshops, men's meetings, prayer retreats, training classes and on prayer, and, of course, men's conferences. And, of course, how about this? Just with the family, right? Just with your own family as well. Powerful, powerful. When the dad takes charge, when the father takes charge of the family in prayer, believe me, things begin to change not only in your home but in your neighborhood, as Bishop prayed and talked about, in your city, in your state, and of course in the nation as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also too, I want you to remember that Bishop will be with us on every first and third Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll be looking out for the programming as the first and third Thursdays of each month here, talking about this wonderful topic on prayer, when men pray. Powerful. I love it. Just love that. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are moving into the metro Atlanta area in the state of Georgia, and if you don't have a church home and or need prayer or need some guidance here in the city, if you're brand new, or maybe you've been here for a while and haven't had a church home, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, his beautiful wife, is senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. The address, for those who need to have that, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. That's Kingdom Life Worship Center, full gospel, full Bible, ladies and gentlemen, and Pentecostal, 390 Glen Street, G-L-Y-N-N Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Services at 11 a.m. Saturday mornings. For more details about the ministry and information, give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you, and we're excited about your family. We're excited about what's happening in our nation as well. We want to continue to pray, as Bishop talked about, pray without ceasing. Right now, understand that scripture even more. Pray without ceasing. You got to pray every second, every day, every hour. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you do, you can always be praying for your wonderful city, for your wonderful selves, for your wonderful family, and for anybody who asks for prayer. Be ready to pray for them as well. Hey, I want you to pray for our first responders, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for our nurses and doctors and hospitals around the land, and pray for anybody who takes care of others today as well. Our seniors and all those who you love, all those that we love as a nation, and all those that need prayer. As Bishop talked about, we need to pray for those who don't even pray for themselves and don't maybe even think about it. So let's pray for them as well, okay? Hey, I love it. Hey, remember, Bishop's going to be with us on the first and third Thursdays of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And guess what, guys? You can listen to this over and over again. If you missed maybe a part of it, you can go back and listen to Bishop over and over again. Just go back to this network or give me a call. I'll be glad to help you as well. But you can go to back to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk, men, let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. And look for the banner there. It says, When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw. And if you got any problems, you know, getting the link or getting information, give me a call or text at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. And I'll be glad to send you the link via your email or your phone as well. Okay? All right. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with Babby Mason. One of the most powerful prayer songs that she has is Pray. We want you to pray. So we want you to enjoy the rest of the song. But remember to always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. Hey, we'll see you next time on When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye. Come and heal our land so children pray. Oh, pray. My brother. Bless the name of the Lord when men pray with Bishop John Crenshaw. We'll see you next time on the network. God bless you now. Bye-bye.